A Wellington man says he intervened to stop two men who are at the centre of a flood of allegations about sexual assaults on social media carry out a sexual assault. The police are now investigating what they say is a small number of complaints about a group of Wellington musicians, including accusations of rape and other violent acts. A man who RNZ has agreed not to name says he chanced upon two of the group and a young woman late one night in the capital earlier this year. He says she appeared to have been drugged, and when he intervened, they threatened to bash him. The man explained what happened that night to our reporter, Hamish Cardwell.
I sort of saw these two guys with their arms linking this young lady, and at first I sort of didn't think much of it, but then I realised that she wasn't really carrying her own weight very well. She looked pretty out of it, and the guys looked pretty kind of agitated and were kind of yelling at people that were going past. And so when I got to them, I sort of like saw the girl looked up at me and I was like, "Are you okay?" And she sort of said, "Not really. I think I need help." And one of the guys, you know, turned to me and was like, "F off, like, you don't know who I am. You know, we'll smash you if you do anything." So I kind of like, they kept going and then I sort of followed. And as we got up to Guzney Street, I saw them kind of leaning her up against the wall. And I took that opportunity to, there was a taxi there, you know, so I basically opened the door and I was like, "Hey, there's this person, I think they need a hand." And went over to the girl and I was like, "There's a taxi there, you know, do you think you'd be able to get home?" These guys definitely were not, like, she was not keen to be with them. And so, yeah, they got a bit distracted. I got her into the taxi and it went off, and then they kind of, one of the guys came over and pushed me and was kind of like, "Ah, you know, what the f*** have you done? Like, that's my friend's missus." And so I just was like, "Look, I just don't think that you guys or her was in a state to be interacting with each other, and she looked really upset. And I'm sure that if it's your friend's missus, you can talk about this at a later time and sort it out. But I think for right now, that's the situation." And then the other guy kind of got really fiery and started pushing me a lot. And I'm not really afraid of that sort of thing. So I sort of fired up a bit and I was like, "You know, if we're going to have a fight, then let's just have it." And I guess it was getting pretty tense. Some other guys came that were obviously their friends who seemed like they were trying to avoid any problems. And one of them sort of said something about the cops. You know, they're like, "We've already talked to the cops tonight, bro. We need to go." And they sort of hustled off and all left. And that was really the extent of that interaction. And I headed home and didn't think that much more of it. And then when the post started coming up yesterday and the, you know, obviously the person was identified, and I looked and found a photo and was like, "Oh, wow, that's definitely the guy."
When you looked at the posts on social media, did they seem to concord closely with what you experienced of those two people in particular and then that group, i.e. that they behaved in a way that seemed similar to what other people were describing in those online posts?
It definitely did seem to be pretty congruent with the experience that I had with them that night.
Clearly you thought there was a reason why this person was in trouble. What did you think was going to happen that night to that woman?
I mean, you know, I'm old enough and I've been around that it really did seem that they were trying to take her somewhere against her will, with my fear being that without knowing them and just first seeing them, that she'd been maybe drugged. And yeah, that, you know, they're definitely, the way that they were carrying her and handling her, mate, that's what really made me kind of fearful for her safety. And you know, I guess the reason I intervened was the fear of a sexual assault taking place.